Okay, I'm going to call the March meeting of the Montville Inland Wetlands Commission to order. First, we got a roll call. We have Commissioner LeClaire, Commissioner Rostro, Commissioner Occhialini, Commissioner Sandra Berardi, Commissioner Joe Berardi, and me, Chair. First order of business is the minutes, approval of minutes from the January 18th, 2024 regular meeting. Anybody have any comments on the minutes? All right, not need a motion.
I make a motion we approve the minutes of the January 18th, 2024 regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Okay, Commissioner LeClaire made a motion. Commissioner Rostro seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. No public hearing, no show cause hearing. Are there any remarks from the public on items not relating to the agenda? Any remarks from the public on items not relating to the agenda? Any remarks from the public on items not relating to the agenda? Okay, no old business, new business. 24 IWC 1. 581 Route 163, Oakdale, Connecticut. Owner James E. and Kirsten Morosky. Applicant James Morosky for review and report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for a proposed two-lot subdivision. No regulated activities.
Stacy Radford, Zoning Wetlands Officer. For the record, the applicant requests a favorable recommendation from this commission to the Planning and Zoning Commission for a two-lot subdivision with no regulated activities in accordance with Connecticut General Statute Section 8-26 and as required by Section 3.4.2 of the Montville Subdivision Regulations. Staff comments are as follows. The site consists of approximately 6.95 acres located in the R40 zoning district, with about 176.5 feet of frontage on Route 163, abutting Wheeler Pond. This site contains approximately 0.2 acres of wetlands and is currently developed with a single-family residence, two garages, and other outbuildings. The applicant proposes to divide the existing lot to create an additional lot for a single-family residence with on-site well, connection to public sewer, and associated site improvements. The proposed lot, more particularly described as proposed lot 24-2 on the plan more particularly described below, will be 0.93 acres and will share the existing gravel driveway off of Route 163 through an easement. There is no regulated upland or wetlands activities proposed as part of this two-lot subdivision. The property to be subdivided is shown on a plan entitled Subdivision Plan Prepared for James E. Morosky and Kristen Morosky, number 581, Route 163, aka Oakdale Road, Montville, Connecticut, boundary, topography, lot layout, dated May 28, 2023, and revised on March 11, 2024 by Advanced Surveys, LLC. The limits of inland wetlands located near the proposed lot were delineated by Robert Russo, certified soil scientist, for a lot line reconfiguration plan on September 12, 2008 and revised on September 3, 2020. The wetland system on the property is primarily to the north of the proposed single-family residence. On March 19, 2024, myself and assistant planner Meredith Badaluca conducted a site walk of the proposed lot 24-2, and a copy of the inspection report is attached to your staff report. All applicable town departments will be providing comments to the Planning and Zoning Commission in regards to this subdivision application, which the commission will hear at their March 26, 2024 meeting. And attorney Harry Heller is here present on behalf of the applicant, should the commission have any questions.
Good evening, Harry Heller, 736 Route 32, Uncasville, representing the applicants, James and Kristen Morosky. The only thing I would add is, if you look at the soil tests on the property, it's all coarse sand and gravel. So this is a very low impact lot. As your wetlands officer indicated, the plan is to use the existing driveway as a shared driveway off of Route 163. So really your only impervious area that's being created is the rooftop on the house and a short segment of driveway, probably about 2,000 square feet total. And based on the soils on the site and the topography, which is relatively flat, there's no potential for impacts to wetlands. And the development is removed about 150 feet from the limits of the upland review area and about 200 feet from the wetland boundary. That's all I have, if anyone has any questions.
I have a relatively minor question. In the bottom left-hand corner of the proposed residence, well, where the property line is, you got two contours with the same number, looks like. Is that, I'm assuming that's just a typo.
Let's take a look.
We'll say 264?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has to be a labeling error.
Yeah. Otherwise, that would be a low point, which I would then ask about. But it's just a labeling error.
There is a low point there. I think that 264 is probably 262. Because when you
Well, because 264 ties into it. It ties into the 264 that goes around the side of the house. So, anyways, if you could just...
Yeah, I think the more northeasterly 264 is the correct 264 contour, and the one closest to the
road... Yeah, it's 262, yeah.
...has to be 262, just based on the topography out there. It drops off of the road.
Yeah. So... If only I had the most recent edition of what's legally required. I'm trying to say, if there's no regulated activities, do we vote on it tonight or do
yes.
we?
The 14-day protest period for a public hearing only applies to applications for regulated activities.
But that's what I thought.
This is a review under the subdivision statute.
That's what I thought. Anybody have any questions or? Let's see, is there a motion? If not, then we need a motion to. Need a motion to send a favorable report to the Planning and Zoning Commission because there are no regulated activities on the site.
Well, in that case, I make a motion that we make a favorable report. Or do I still have to go through?
Read the...
Perfect.
Yep.
After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in the CT General Statutes, CGS Section 8-26, application is involving an inland wetland or water course, Montville Subdivision Regulations Section 3.4.2, Wetlands Agency Referral, and CGS Chapter 440, Sections 22A-28 to 22A-45D. Wetlands and watercourses, I move that the Commission forward a favorable recommendation report to the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission for application number 24IWC1, submitted by applicant James E. Morosky. Owners James E. and Kristen Morosky for a two-lot subdivision of 581 Route 163, parcel ID 030-024-000, Oakdale, Connecticut, as more fully described in the application and supporting documents dated February 28, 2024, and a plan entitled Subdivision Plan prepared for James E. Morosky and Kristen Morosky, 581 Route 163, a.k.a. Oakdale Road, Montville, Connecticut boundary. Topography, lot layout dated May 28th of 2023 and revised on March 11th, 2024 by Advanced Surveys, LLC.
Seconded.
You repeat that? Okay. Any questions? Any discussion? All right. Commissioner Rostro made a motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Easy. Okay, any correspondence?
Have a good night, Harry.
Okay, other business, the possibility of purchasing a copy of What's Legal Required by Mike Ziska for each commissioner. I asked to have this looked into because this is a really valuable resource for commissioners. Covers all the regulations, the rules, what you can do, what you can't do, time frames on things like this that you have to, you know, so we don't have to retire. Rely on pro bono advice. I think it's a really good resource. You can see mine's kind of torn and tattered and dirty because I use it so much. And I just think P&Z and us, everybody should have a copy of it. So I don't know what they cost.
So
I don't even know if we have a budget. So.
In your packets, I gave you a printout of the book itself, which I do have the newest version of the book, if anyone would like to take a look at it. And in the 2023-2024 budget, there is $200 allocated for training and conferences for this commission. So with that being said, we'd be able to purchase 5 books at the $35 a piece with shipping for right now. Now, knowing that the commission's 7 members, we could purchase 2 additional books right after July 1st when the budget renews.
I'd like a copy.
We would only need one.
Okay.
So
then we would need to
the
6.
Okay.
Yeah, the odds of us using the training budget between now and July 1 are probably limited, so this is training at your leisure.
Mm-hmm. Everybody okay with that?
I'm agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we use our available with the budget to buy as many copies of What's Legally Required as we can.
Second that.
All right. Any discussion? Okay. Commissioner Brush made the motion. Commissioner LeClaire seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries unanimously.
Is this the guy that did all the videos for Zooming for the Connecticut on environmental stuff? The author?
Could be.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think he did some of them.
I think he did some of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That was it, right? Any other business? There is none. No executive session. One more motion.
I second it.
I'm going to do that. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
Good
idea.
Save the suspense.
If somebody steals it, then everybody will have
one. Then everyone will have